all the stock funds really got whacked big time. The C fund was down almost 8%, the S fund down about 7.5%, and the I fund down 11.2% for the month. So big drops, big drops.
Paul, to what do you attribute these drops? What kind of factors were involved?
Well, there are several things. Let's start with the one that should be of the least concern to everyone, and that is that after a year or 14 months of going straight up, the stock market took a breather. And when you have raging bull markets, it's very typical for the market to have a slight correction along the way. So part of it could be thought of as being just a correction. That's a healthy thing. If prices are running ahead of where they belong, it helps adjust back. So that's a healthy thing. Number two, early in the month, we had the so-called flash crash, where the Dow dropped basically 1,000 points in 15 minutes and came back 700 at the same time. That scared everyone half to death. And perhaps most frightening about all of it is they still have not identified the exact cause of what made that happen. But with that being said, I think that made people leery of stocks in general. So what you saw was the C fund, which tracks the S&P, took a big plunge, and actually for the month ended up exactly the same as the S&P 500, down 7.99%. The S fund went down 7.5%, but it is still the only one of the stock funds that's positive for the year. It's still up 6.5% for the year. And the I fund dropped 11.2%, and that could be attributed to a lot of things like what's going on in Europe. Greece has gotten all the publicity. And one thing that came to me when I was preparing for the phone call was index funds have their place, and all in all, they can do pretty well. But last month, you saw the downside to index funds. I looked at some managed mutual funds, and most of those were down about 9% for the month if they were international. But the index was down 11.2%. And the reason for that is the index has got every country in it. So it has to hold Greek stocks. It has to hold Spanish stocks, whether you like it or not. Whereas in the managed funds, they can, and most managed funds I've looked at, aren't holding anything that has anything to do with Greece or Spain or Ireland or Portugal right now. So it's the downside to the index, and when things are raging up, that's the good side to the index.
How susceptible is the TSP to the drops like that?
Well, if the index were to drop like the Dow did, and let's say it had stayed down, where it dropped 10% in a few moments, then the Dow, all the stocks in the Dow are components of the S&P. And so it's very susceptible to all of that because all the TSP C fund is the compendium of the stocks that are in the S&P 500. So very, very susceptible. If it were all attributable to one or two stocks, which is very possible, it's less susceptible because by definition in the S&P index, you've got 500 stocks. So if two go crazy and the others act normally, you'd have a negative effect, but it'd be pretty slight.
So so let's move on to the L fund. What did you see last month over in the L?
Well, in the L funds last month, the 2040, which is the most aggressive, about 85% stocks, was down 7%. Voila, just about what the S&P index was. And if you take 85% of the S&P index, you get minus 6.8, and it was down 6.97. And they went in lockstep, the 2030 down just over 6, the 2020 down 4.98, the 2010 down 1.64 and the income fund down 1.5. So last month they were all down, and that's just because all your stock market indices were down. And even though the income fund only contains, I believe it's about 20% stocks, that's still 20% going down 8%. So that's a minus 1.6 factor in the overall return of the fund. So they did what they're supposed to do. Their returns were less than a pure stock fund and less than a pure bond fund, which they should be since they're diversified. And I'm still a big fan of them. I think that the 2030 and 2020 funds are good funds to be in for long-term investors. And if I were in the government, I'd probably have half my money in 2020, half in 2030, and then I wouldn't worry about it anymore.